many of you will come up and they'll say, have you heard about this ministry with this guy? And have you heard about this ministry with this guy? And what do you think about this new book with this guy wrote? And what do you think about this, that, and the other? No. No. I know what the movies are. I know what the music is. I'm living among the barbarians on purpose. I have no ivory tower. I don't keep office hours. Because I have yet to have anybody kick open my door saying, I hear you guys don't use a piano. Quick, baptize me. I need to get out of there. Besides, when you're in an office, you can be found. So I'm among the barbarians. I would ask you to be as well. Our churches should no longer be sacred outposts. Our churches should no longer be religious museums that exist in the middle of a vibrant, if pagan, community. Instead, they should be the hinge point for the life of that community so that we can find a way to contact them, love them, and serve them. Read the Gospels again. I challenge you to read the Gospels only. No other religious books except for any that I might happen to write, which I haven't done yet, so don't sweat it. People always say, when are you going to write a book? Well, you know, it's kind of hard to beat the one I already got, so I'm going to let it go for now. Just read the Gospels for the next year. That's it. Get the voice of Jesus in. And then notice how rarely he did what we do. Hi, I'm from the Church of Christ. Or go ye into all the world and invite. Or when you love them, make sure they know that you're loving them in the name of the Lord and here's the church. He didn't even tell people who he was. He just did good. The biography of Jesus in the book of Acts is very short, isn't it? He went about doing good. Do that. He said, follow me. Jesus spent his entire life getting us out of the temple with its regulations, with its clergy, and with its way of doing things that could not be varied from. And yet, we spent most of our lives trying to get people back in a temple, back under the rules, and under an organized clergy that we won't call clergy.